This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Andrew Hanley, I'm doing the plumbing level 3 course. I'm on week 11.
So, Andy, tell us a bit about yourself then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I've worked in the hotel and catering industry for over 20 years. I've worked all over the world on cruise liners and 4 or 5-star hotels and restaurants. It's come to the stage where now it's all cost-effective stuff and that, so the reason why I've retrained is I've had a couple of jobs done to my previous property as a plumbing job. Those jobs weren't completed and, you know, I spent quite a few quid on getting the plumbers into the sort of job. And I believe the job's still not to the satisfactory it should be. So that's the reason basically why I've retrained as a plumber and heating engineer. I have gas qualifications as well, so I'm gas safe registered and that, and I'm gaining more qualifications all the time so that, you know, progress right into the industry, you know.
So have you always had an interest in plumbing then?
Certainly, you know, I mean, I think, you know, from the way the course is designed, that, you know, you very much often become a humble person to start a new career, I suppose. But by the end of the course, you know, again, you learn that much, you know, and you meet a lot of people and you get good ideas and suggestions off colleagues that are on the course.
So, Andy, then, tell us a bit about how you came to Train for Trade Skills then. How did you find out about the course?
Well, in Scotland, you know, it's quite difficult, you know, like different governing bodies and that with SNPF and that, and I believe that Train for Trade Skills is trying to do something about that so that, you know, the Scottish qualifications and the English and Welsh qualifications are the same. Because at the moment, there's still a wee bit divide. England and Wales, some of the regulations are different. On 40 next year, it's hard to get an adult apprenticeship these days. And the reason for being GAS-safe registered, I've actually been running the two courses together. So back in Scotland, I've been doing the BPEC qualifications, and I have spoke to a couple of your clients in the past saying this, and it's quite good that, you know, Trade for Trade Skills are now looking into offering BPEC qualifications for, like, the Scottish colleagues that do come down to Southampton, and I believe that they can now go to Leeds to do their GAS qualifications if they want to go on and do that.
So, Andy, once you've got your qualification and once you're qualified, what are your plans?
Well, my plans is, you know, I'm not quite ready to go into the self-employment business at the moment, because I do believe that to work alongside someone for a couple of years with an older guy, maybe in his semi-retirement age, around in his 50s, you know, for a couple of years and then go out and do it myself, I think then I'll be competent and at the experience where I can go on and do the level of the expertise that are expected for the customer's point of view.
So, Andy, for the people that are listening and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade, have you got any advice for them about what to do and the qualities they need to have?
Well, I think, you know, if it's a total career changer, take your time, be honest with yourself if this is right for you, if it's the right course for you, you know. There's a lot of elements outside the course, so don't expect that, you know, that they can run as a plumber and heating engineer at the end of the course. There's still a lot more stuff to learn, and I think that's the best advice I can give, you know, as a mature adult.
That's great, Andy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay then, thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.